This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with the Oscar-nominated film director Jim Sheridan and his musician pal, the Irish rocker Bono. First, though, the U.S. is now providing personal security advisors for Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. This unusual step comes after would-be assassins twice tried to kill the Pakistani president in December. He's a key U.S. ally in the war on terror, a role he's accepted somewhat reluctantly in the past. As Miranda Kennedy reports from Islamabad, President Musharraf faces a lot of resistance trying to mold Pakistan into a progressive Islamic state.
Last week, President Musharraf urged a gathering of over 2,000 Muslim religious leaders to rein in extremism. The conference was hailed by the West, but immediately condemned by religious parties. Those parties are the political face of hardline anti-West Islamism in Pakistan. Pervez Iqbal Chima, president of the Islamabad Policy Research Institute, says that Musharraf's cooperation with the U.S. has made him unpopular with Islamic extremists.
Musharraf took a serious step against all the terrorist groups, eliminating them, capturing them, by banning some of these terrorist outfits, like Jaish Mohammed, like Lashkar-e-Taiba. They have gone underground. Some of them may have come up with their new names, but at the same time, they all turned against Musharraf.
Radical groups began to reject Musharraf after September 11, 2001, when he ended Pakistan's support for the Taliban in Afghanistan. The belief that Musharraf has betrayed Pakistan has intensified as his support for militancy in the disputed territory of Kashmir has waned, says Rifat Hussain, head of the Department of Defense and Strategic Studies at Khede Azam University.
The real challenge for President Musharraf is how to deal with the disgruntled elements of domestic opposition, especially those who have been involved in the Afghan jihad and also, by extension, later on in the jihad in Kashmir. There are a lot of people who have built careers out of this, and now they feel that Musharraf's policies run the risk of putting them out of business. And unfortunately, they think that the best way to reverse the course is to physically eliminate him. That's going to be a continuing problem for him because he's a marked man.
Pakistani officials have not yet released the results of their investigation into the assassination attempts, but say they believe the bombings were partly orchestrated by militants associated with Jaish-e-Mohammed. The group has links to Al-Qaeda. It was an ally of Pakistan's security services in the days when Pakistan supported armed Islamic groups, groups that also had CIA backing in the war against the Soviets in Afghanistan in the 1980s. In fact, for almost 20 years, the Pakistani army supported the militants, whom Musharraf is now trying to quell. Ridding Pakistan's army of that fundamentalism is not an easy task. Major General Shaukat Sultan Khan, the Pakistani army spokesman, admits the assassination attempts may have been helped by an internal security breach.
I would say the possibility of some low-level person involved cannot be ruled out. If at all the president gave a hint of some low-level security official involved, it doesn't reflect upon the rank and file of the armed forces. The rank and file of the armed forces are fully behind Pervez Musharraf. He enjoys full authority over them and he enjoys their full confidence.
Both assassination attempts took place as Musharraf traveled between the federal capital of Islamabad and his home in the army headquarters in Rawalpindi. Musharraf's cabinet has recommended that he move into the official president's residence in Islamabad to minimize the time he spends on public roads, though he is reluctant to do so. But officials have implemented stringent new security measures on Musharraf, restricting his movements, using satellite imaging and scanning devices, and even banning those who guard the presidential motorcade from carrying cell phones. Sources now say his security is better than provided to any of his predecessors, and that's partly due to help from the U.S. Talat Masood is a retired army general and former defense secretary to Pakistan.
Americans have been always helpful as far as President Musharraf providing certain systems which would make his aircraft, cars, and his house much more secure.
It was American equipment that apparently saved Musharraf's life from the first assassination attempt late last year by jamming the radio signals of the bomb that detonated near his motorcade. Officials hope they can continue to protect him from his enemies inside Pakistan. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Islamabad.